Try inflatable life jackets. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. For more information, go to myfwc.com. A message from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Giving Israel an ultimatum, Gianna Gelosi, Fox News. Israel agreed to send more aid deliveries into Gaza and dismissed two officers over the airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza hours after President Biden warned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to change his humanitarian policies or the U.S. could end its support.
In Belgium, on the periphery of NATO meetings, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has cautioned Israel.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
Israel's changes have to be specific to protect life and allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. The call has caused some conflict between U.S. lawmakers. One Democrat hinted on supporting conditions on Israeli aid if a full-scale assault in Rafah proceeds. Others are stopping short of conditioning Israeli aid as it fights a terrorist entity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The call came after the IDF airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. President Biden delivering remarks in Baltimore today, meeting with relatives of the six construction workers who died in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, also giving an update on the massive cleanup there.
The president is traveling with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to hear directly from federal and state officials about the massive cleanup underway at the Francis Scott Key Bridge and meet with loved ones of the six construction workers killed.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Small Business Administrator met with small business owners impacted by the closure of the Baltimore port, a major hub for shipping cargo. President Biden has pledged the federal government will cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is Florida News Now. The plan to retire and then rehire Tampa's police chief is on hold for now. The mayor's proposal to pay Lee Burkaw $241,000 in addition to his $96,000 pension created a firestorm of controversy online.
Tampa City Attorney is holding off after City Council requested more information. Even though it was taken off the agenda, Councilman Bill Carlson weighed in, saying Chief Lee Burkaw has been unjustly raked over the coals on social media over the deal.
The police chief and the hardworking men and women of our police department deserve better.
Under the drop plan, Burkaw would retire in September. The city would rehire him as an independent contractor, allowing him to also collect his pension. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
A major investigation's underway after a deadly crane collapse in Fort Lauderdale. A construction worker was hoisting a piece of crane to the top of a building when the crane fell onto a car below.
Unfortunately, one of the workers had fallen with the load off of the side of the building and succumbed to those injuries.
Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Golan says three people suffered minor injuries. Key details on an Osceola County teenager's death are not being released to the public. The medical examiner's office says state law won't allow it to release the results of Madeline Soto's autopsy. The 13-year-old Kissimmee girl was found dead last month in St. Cloud. Her mother's boyfriend is the prime suspect. While many focus on November, some in Central Florida are already thinking about the 2026 election to push for a Medicaid expansion referendum. It would cover those 18 to 64 who make no more than 138% of the federal poverty level. The Miami Marlins are off to their worst start in franchise history. The team is winless in its first 8 games. With Florida's news, I'm Chris Trankman.
Here it comes, April 15th. It's time to file and pay your taxes again, unless you haven't in a year, or 2 years, or many years. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzner, and I want you to know you are not alone. The IRS has no sympathy for you, but I do, because I deal with this problem every day for my clients. Millions of Americans have fallen behind due to mistakes or being totally overwhelmed and in way over their heads. If you can just get this problem under control, everything else would fall into place. There may be a way to get your life back by making this the year you take steps to end your IRS nightmare forever. Call me today for a free consultation at 305-682-1118. I'm not some mystery attorney in another state. I'm right here in South Florida to help you. 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Keys, it is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, it is 8.05, almost 8.06. And we now say good morning on this Friday morning to Maureen Dunleavy of the Guidance Care Center. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Michael.
And how are you today?
I am fantastic. Glad it's Friday.
Yes, it is. It is Friday. TGIF to you. So I wanted to check in with you from the Guidance Care Center, of course, providing and helping people cope, helping people change for over 50 years of serving the Florida Keys. And a couple of things in the news as of late that are quite relevant to the services of the Guidance Care Center, and that is Key West Chief of Police Sean Brandenburg has announced recently 3 Narcan kits were needed as of late. That certainly seems to be an uptick in the need for that intervention.
Yeah, so when individuals are using opioids, you know, we've heard a lot about the opioid crisis, and, you know, that started with pain pills, people who had back pain or surgery that got addicted. And then, you know, throughout the course of the last couple of years, we've heard a lot about fentanyl. And in fact, if you follow the Monroe County Sheriff's Office site or you, you know, listen to the news, you know, there's always arrests being made with fentanyl in our community. So that's really increased as well. And the problem with fentanyl is it's a synthetic opioid that is cheap to make, but it's very deadly when it's, you know, mixed into other pills. So if you take a pill that you buy off the street, you have no idea what you're getting. And then it's very easy to overdose. So Narcan is, you know, widely available. We've talked about on here before that anybody can carry a kit in their first aid kit. They can get them from the Guidance Care Center at no cost. And that can really provide some life-saving minutes. So if someone's overdosing, you know, to give them the nasal spray, you know, we'll give them life-saving minutes and allow them to return to breathing, you know, before EMS gets there.
Mm-hmm. We are speaking with Maureen Dunleavy of Guidance Care Center of the Florida Keys on Good Morning Keys. So the Narcan has been made readily available throughout the Keys as well.
Yes. Yeah, so you can pick up a Narcan kit at any Guidance Care Center site during business hours. You don't have to be a client. You don't have to get services there. You can literally walk in the door, present at the front desk, and just say, I'd like to have a Narcan kit, please, and they will give you one. Mm-hmm. Each kit has two things of nasal spray. And what's really important about this medication is you're not going to hurt somebody if they're not overdosing. So what opioids and fentanyl do is they depress your breathing system. So you literally just stop breathing. Like everything just shuts down and you have no breath. What the medication does is reverse that so that you're able to start breathing and then, of course, you know, get medical intervention that's needed. So that's really important. And in fact, you know, you mentioned when we started this conversation that Chief Brandenburg had talked about how he had used three Narcan kits. Well, two were on the same person. So he spoke about how, you know, one was near Key Haven when, you know, an officer just happened to be leaving his shift and heading home and found someone in distress. And then another one was in the city of Key West where the individual didn't respond after the first Narcan dose. And so then another one was given and the person came around and EMS was able to come and provide the medical intervention necessary for that person to survive.
Indeed. Well, Guidance Care Center of the Florida Keys does have a number of programs, including detoxification, as well as diversion intervention for alcohol and other drugs, addictions, et cetera. So that is partially why you are certainly a source and a resource for talking about these issues. Also, you do provide many of these services, including diversion and addictions, et cetera, for adolescents and children as well. And children's mental health is certainly something that we need to continue to focus on also.
Absolutely. But before we go there, I do want to make the point to note that we also have medication-assisted treatment programs. So if you are addicted to opioids or somebody you know is addicted to pain pills, that is a very difficult medication to just quit cold turkey. So, you know, we have our detox center to be able to help medically, you know, get people off the medications. And then, you know, best practice for treatment for that is medication-assisted treatment. So there are medications like Vivitrol, like Suboxone, like Sublocade that can be given to be able to reduce the cravings and to stay off the medications for the opioids that can be so deadly and the fentanyl. So, and I think, you know, I also want individuals to know that we help people whether you can pay for it or not. So, you know, do not let any finances be the reason you don't come in for help. If you need to get off of opioids or you have an addiction and you want to be able to get treatment, we will help you. We will help you. We will get you on the medications. We will keep you on the medications. We will get you the treatment that you need.
Yes. Guidance Care Center, of course, has three locations, Upper Keys and Key Largo, Middle Keys, Marathon, Lower Keys, and Key West as well. And certainly a tremendous resource for addictions and many other mental health and physical health issues as well. So speaking of mental health, I did mention about children and mental health issues. And so what would we like to focus on there?
So we've talked about here before that mental health is managed. So we manage it throughout our lifetime. And it's important that we know that there are many ranges of, you know, where mental health is. You know, obviously people may have, you know, have wellness, they may have stress in their life, have difficulty coping. And then there may be others that are seriously mental ill on the other end of the continuum. So Guidance Care Center has all of the services for children and adults to be able to treat individuals anywhere along that continuum. So we have all of our children's counselors and therapists co-located at the schools in order to be able to provide mental health services there or at the client's home. And we do everything from prevention, where we're teaching curriculum, to intervention, where maybe you have a youth who's at risk, who needs some life skills counseling, to having a therapist who, you know, treat someone who has a mental health diagnosis. We have children's case managers that help get resources. We also have psychiatrists and ARNPs that help with medications when the mental health diagnosis needs to be treated that way. And then we also have our intensive outpatient program, which is our community action team, which is for really high-risk youth who have been involved in multiple hospitalizations or Department of Juvenile Justice, and for ages 10 to 21. So that's available. And of course, we have our mobile crisis response team that responds to crisis, whether you're a client or not in the community. So that's the 24-hour number, 305-434-7660, and then choose option 8. The community action team is also listed on the menu of options when you call that number. And more information is available on that program on our website, as well as all of our programs. at guidancecarecenter.org, all one word.
Very good. It is Maureen Dunlovey, Executive Vice President of Guidance, Regional Vice President of Guidance Care Center of the Florida Keys on Good Morning Keys. And as you mentioned, many different resources available through Guidance Care Center for mental health management of children, adults, and of adolescents as well, no matter where they are in terms of age or income or ability to pay. And you also help families overall in coping skills as well. So many different tools available. So again, let's emphasize one more time how people could reach out to the Guidance Care Center to seek help or get any questions answered.
So I would say if individuals have questions or not sure what's needed or are in crisis, definitely walk into our offices during business hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Literally can just come to the front desk and say, you know, I need to really, you know, talk about something's needed. I need help. I don't know what I need. That's probably the easiest and quickest way. Of course, if you're in crisis and you need immediate help, you can call that 24-hour crisis response line, the 305-434-7660, option 8, and our brochure and our client handbook and all that information about the entire continuum of care of services we provide. It's on our website at guidancecarecenter.org.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Maureen, very much for all that you do. Thank you for being here. I also will make note that that phone number of 305-434-7660 is available should anyone want to make donations to continue the great work and resources of Guidance Care Center providing for the public and all of us here in the Florida Keys for over 50 years. So helping people cope, helping people change is Guidance Care Center of the Florida Keys. So thank you so much for being here, Maureen. Anything else we should mention, though, before we let you go?
We also at this time are collecting information from the community about surveys, about needs, about how Guidance Care Center is doing. That survey is also available on our website. It's, you know, the very first thing you'll see at the top that says click here to provide information. Only takes a minute or two, and of course we use that information to continue to improve our services and make sure we're serving the community. Yeah. That survey will stay open until April 22nd. We encourage all individuals who had any contact with the Guidance Care Center to click that link and take the short survey.
Very good. Maureen Dunlovey, Regional Vice President with Guidance Care Center of the Florida Keys here on Good Morning Keys. Maureen, thank you so very much for being here. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Holt with Keys Auto Center. We are proud to announce our second location at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard. We offer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC truck, Nissan, and a large pre-owned inventory as well. That's in addition to our original location at 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, where we offer Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. We even offer Vespa scooters and Epic and Club Car golf carts. With 11 new car brands, we are dedicated to making your buying experience as easy as possible. Please visit us at either location 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, or visit us online at keysautocenter.com.
That's Keys Auto Center, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, and now at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West. Keys Auto Center, your hometown dealership.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, test your knowledge with trivia from 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, Corey Hill plays from 6 to 9, and Al Romano, Sinatra and the Keys, performs on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Friday, Milo Music is live from 5 to 8. Saturday, Milo Music returns 4 to 7, then Dean from 7 to 10. And don't miss the party at the Celtic Conch during every Phillies game with specials on Surfside and Yuengling. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Hey, Florida Keys family, this is Box with Lichty Marine in beautiful Marathon, Florida. We are kicking off spring with a chance for you to win a brand new Suzuki 9.9 outboard engine. This thing's valued at just over $4,000, and all you have to do to qualify is schedule a 50-hour or above maintenance or book your Suzuki Repower appointment by April 15th. We're a full-line boat, trailer, and number one Suzuki Repower dealer of the Florida Keys. Visit us online at marathonsuzuki.com.
Hello. My name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Decks and Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Decks and Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Decks and Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot keys summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit decks-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's decks-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Decks and Docks Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The talk of the Keys and 72 degrees. It is partly cloudy, and we are looking at a sunny day, though, mostly. 77 for the high, mostly clear tonight. 70 for the low for tomorrow. 77 for the high and sunny. Sunday, sunny with a high near 80. So the weekend looking pretty good with no mention of rain even into Monday. So that's all right. Tuesday, pretty good as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. Wednesday, wow, look at that. Looking like a pretty good work week. However, as we launch into our TGIF, we do have two accidents to report. Accident with no injury at 111 mile marker up above Key Largo. And that along the 18 mile stretch, that's causing some incidents and some some backups there, too. So keep that in mind. Also, accident in the parking lot at 100970 Overseas Highway McDonald's up in Key Largo as well. So that could cause some backups. So keep that in mind. We now say good morning to Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I am doing well. So you had a busy, busy day yesterday, did you not?
We did. It was a great day.
Yeah, well, good. So you had the Pico Shore. It was your happy hour, right?
Yes, it was our Pico and Prosecco happy hour.
That's awesome. So you got a chance to have a number of people see the live demonstrations of the Pico Shore Pro Laser, I take it?
Yes, we did two laser facials.
Wow.
And Sol is our, she's kind of like our liaison. Mm-hmm. For Sinosure for the laser, so she was here too, and I demonstrated on her that it's not just for the face, but it's also for other parts of the body. So wow. we did her arm.
Okay, very good. Well, it is very versatile. The PicoSure Pro Laser, it is now available. Revolutionary technology at Key West Surgical Group. Exceptional care close to home. 3136 Northside Drive in Key West can do revolutionary skin rejuvenation as well as tattoo removal, even if it's very complex. Tattoo removal can now be done by the PicoSure Pro Laser under the experienced care of the physicians and experts at the Key West Surgical Group. So I'm glad you had a great, very nice, happy hour and with Prosecco, right?
Prosecco.
All right. I'm almost there. By the time you have another one, I will know exactly what we're talking about. So let's talk about this, though, since this is Medical Matters. You had mentioned we've talked about Ozempic in the past. FDA adds new gastrointestinal side effect warning to the Ozempic label. Well, what's that about?
So before I start, I don't want to make it sound like this is a terrible drug.
Okay.
All drugs have side effects. Mm. So the FDA added this. I believe this came out in about October when I was researching, because I mentioned last week something about how it delays your gastric emptying. So, you know, when we talked about pregnancy, there's speculation that, you know, you're not absorbing your medication. or the hormone, like the birth control pill, and that what could be what was increasing women to possibly get pregnant while taking this medication. Hmm. So, you know, like every drug, it has a side effect, but the FDA just released a couple of months ago that there's a new potential adverse reaction. And the studies show, like, it's minimal, you know, over, you know, a large population. However, as this drug becomes more popular and more people are taking it, you might see some more side effects or caution that needs to be taken if you have certain conditions before you start taking this medication.
Now, Ozempic, that was the diabetic drug that's now used for weight loss.
So right. Ozempic and Wegovy, they are made by the same company. It is the same drug, semaglutide, and Ozempic and Wegovy have different doses for one's for diabetes, which is Ozempic, and Wegovy is for weight loss. However, back way back when, we talked about the shortage of the medication. So there was a shortage of Wegovy, so doctors had such good results prescribing the Wegovy for patients for weight loss that they changed them over to Ozempic and adjusted the dose. So the drug semaglutide is in that class, is the one that, you know, it's for weight loss and diabetes, just dosed differently, depending on what you're using it for. A newer one is Mounjaro, which was also approved, I believe, for both diabetes and weight loss together. So they all kind of fall into this category that I'll tell you what it is, the GLP-1 medication. Not that anybody knows what that means. But they're in the same class, so they kind of have the same effect and the same side effects.
Ah, speaking with Nikki, the nurse from Key West Surgical Group, this is Medical Matters. Brought to you by Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West, 305-294-1041, keywestsurgicalgroup.com online. So, Ozempic, yeah, you see a lot of advertising for it. They never really say what it is for, but a lot of people kind of dancing around being very happy. And but apparently, yes, as you said, the FDA has added a gastrointestinal disorder known as ileus, I believe, as reported.
Ileus.
Yeah, reported right. adverse effects. So what is ileus?
So ileus is when your muscles in your stomach don't work to process the food. And we talked about this. It could cause a blockage. And a lot of times, in people not on this medication, ileus can occur is if there's some, for some reason there's scar tissue in the area or a tumor blocking the area. However, because this medication delays your gastric emptying, everything seems to move a little bit slower. So it can lead to constipation, and if you don't move your bowels regularly, you can end up with what can cause an ileus. It's just something that causes the bowels to stop working appropriately.
Yeah, and it can have some other gastrointestinal issues, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, upper abdominal pain, abdominal distension.
Distension, where you get like gas and bloated.
Yeah. Okay. So this change basically was a result of a lawsuit by an individual, and now they're saying that ileus has to be listed as a side effect of Ozempic.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they're not, so it's up in the air as to whether the medication causes it, or but if there's underlying conditions that somebody might have, that taking the medication increases the chance of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So ileus, okay. I was just going to say, ileus can be seen after abdominal surgeries as well, right?
Right. So you form like scar tissue, or they call it adhesions, and then, and that's just something, how the body reacts to the surgery. So what I think how they're thinking this is like I said, the biggest thing you mentioned was constipation, and that seems to be kind of like the culprit. So if somebody has chronic constipation prior to taking this medication, if you are not moving your bowels regularly, that's something you need to discuss with your doctor, because what tends to happen, and putting this medication aside, being in the office that I work in, I get this phone call all the time where people have not had a bowel movement in over a week.
That's a warning sign,
That's a warning sign. So this has nothing to do with Ozempic. People just have slow bowels to begin with. So the people that already do fall into that category taking this medication I think, is a big red flag that you need to discuss with your provider before going on it and coming and making sure that you don't, you know, wait days, a week before contacting your doctor from not having a bowel movement, because that can cause an obstruction or an ileus, and it actually can even cause your bowels to rupture.
Ah, well, certainly, if you have questions or concerns, you need to contact Key West Surgical Group, because they are the experts for many decades in a lot of these issues and getting people better. 305-294-1041, keywestsurgicalgroup.com online. 3136 Northside Drive is exceptional care close to home. So Ozempic does have some potential side effects. It has now added, due to this, the topic that you just brought up, ileus as a potential side effect. As you mentioned, though, most medications do have the potential for side effects. That doesn't necessarily mean that one should stop that medication, however.
That is correct. So it's more of like a kind of like a public service amount. You know, when you watch the television and every time there's a new drug, it lists all the side effects. It lists everything that's great about it. And at the end, they get that guy in that weird voice telling you, please contact your doctor if you exhibit signs of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, though, we not that we poo-poo them, we don't want to stress all the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to be aware of what they are, because if you experience them, then you just need to tell your provider right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, Nikki, the nurse with us for Medical Matters, Key West Surgical Group Incorporated, bringing you medical matters. They are available at keywestsurgicalgroup.com, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West, with exceptional care close to home. So, Nikki, this is also, again, important information. You are constantly keeping us updated and thoroughly researching these topics. We certainly appreciate you keeping us up to date here. So also, Nikki, as a result of last night's, the happy hour there, et cetera, people are encouraged to contact the office to learn more about Pico Sure. Some people saw it firsthand. Some people may still not have experienced it as of yet, but are you still doing free consultations?
We are still doing free consultations, and we will extend our special pricing, so call the office for that. And, I would love to talk to anybody about it. And also, just a reminder, it's not just the face of the body, it's also for tattoo removal.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, so you do not have tattoos being removed from yourself, but you're doing the resurfacing, right?
That is correct,
okay. Yes. Well, it's never too late for a tattoo, because now you can get it removed if you don't like it.
That is true. I have an in if I don't like it.
If something's misspelled or whatever, just get it taken off and do it all again.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thank you once again and thanks for being flexible with our scheduling here this week. Is there anything else we should add, though, Nikki, at this time?
Nope, that is it. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, thank you. Well, good luck opening up the office there. And certainly, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Take care. It is Nikki, the nurse, with us from Key West Surgical Group. Exceptional care close to home, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. Dr. Larari, Dr. Smith, they are phenomenal physicians and wonderful people, as is the entire staff there at Key West Surgical Group. So give them a call should you have any needs or concerns, 305-294-1041, keywestsurgicalgroup.com. It is 8:32 now on Keystalk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
What does being responsible mean to you?
It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth. And when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase it is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trusts, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy. And the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys, Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And yes, it's still busy throughout the Keys. We have two traffic incidents being reported. One up on the 18-mile stretch, accident with no injuries, 111-mile marker above Key Largo there. So keep that in mind. And also, an accident in the parking lot of McDonald's in Key Largo, 100970 Overseas Highway, could be causing some issues here. The rest of the Keys looking incident-free at this point. We now say good morning to Andy Newman of the Tourist Development Council. Hello, Andy. How are you today?
Good morning, Michael. How are you today? We're doing good.
Great. Very good. I think I've got a little bit of an echo on you. I'm not sure why, but we'll see what that's...
Not sure why either.
That seems to be a little better. Maybe it's just a speakerphone. Nonetheless, we've got some things to talk about. So one thing I did note, I had... Been to the Truman Little White House a couple of times before, but I was able to enjoy it again with some visitors who came to town. Mm-hmm. And certainly what a wonderful, wonderful blend of art and history that is.
Yes, it's been a bit of a while since I've actually been there, but always enjoy the folks there at Historic Tours of America. Just have done a wonderful job. Yeah. Preserving the Harry S. Truman Little White House Museum, of course. Back in February, they had the Presidential Deep Descendants Weekend and of course a symposium, and perhaps one of the more prophetic speakers this year was James Earl Carter, Jimmy Carter's grandson, and. It was a really wonderful event.
Yeah, it most certainly is. So we've got a couple of big events coming up here now. Republic Independence Day. I think the official is the Republic Days or Independence Days. Let's put it that way. That is coming up in April. That's about 10 days of festivities, some charity events, but it is certainly an opportunity once again to commemorate the anniversary of the secession from the Union, at least for a short period of time.
That's right. That's right. It goes back to 1982 or so. But we also have, maybe we should pick off a couple of things before that, if you're okay with that, Michael.
Absolutely. Take the lead there, sir. Certainly.
I'll go ahead and do that for you here. We've got, let's see here,
the Waterfront Playhouse down in Key West tonight and tomorrow.
Finishes up its run of Murder on the Orient Express.
Mm-hmm.
Key West Art and Historical Society through the end of this month, through April 28th, has its Shadow and Light Art exhibition. That's going to be in the Bryan Gallery at the Custom Art Museum, 281 Front Street. You're up in Alamorada, the History of Diving Museum,
through April 17th, has Dive into Art Coral Creations there. So let's see here. Also, we've got at the Custom House Museum, Flora and Fauna Early Naturalists in Florida.
That's through the middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marathon Community Theater has Disenchanted,
and that's at 51 Overseas Highway.
That's this weekend, by the way, here. Studios of Key West this weekend.
The Papers, a musical. It's a stage reading of a musical adaptation of Henry James'
novella, The Aspen Papers. Mm-hmm. The story, which was originally set in 1888 Venice, has shifted to contemporary Key West. The piece asks how we contend with the art and the accomplishments of
small people.
Well, not sure exactly how we do. Anyway, Friday, Saturday, Sunday performances at 8 p.m. in the Helmut Theater at 533 Eaton Street. One of my favorite musicians in the Keys, David Fader. He has a performance tonight, and that's going to be at 512 Eaton Street. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The show is at 8 p.m., by the way.
Habitat for Humanity at Key West and Lower Keys has its tropical gala, talking about the Harry S. Little Truman Little White House.
Yes.
It happens to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 6 to 10 p.m. This evening. Key West Outdoor Movies, Puss in Boots 2. That's going to be at Fort East Martell Tower. That's going to be this evening. The doors are going to open at 6 o'clock. Movie starting probably around 7:30 or so, by the way. Oh, mm-hmm. By the way, popcorn is free.
No.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes. And then tomorrow, Wesley House Family Circles has its Black Tie Benefit down in Key West at the Beachside Resort and Residence.
3841 North Roosevelt Boulevard, cocktails at 6 o'clock, followed by dinner and dancer. You're up in Alamorada on Sunday, the Alamorada Seafood Festival and Art Show. That's going to be at mile marker 81.5, and that, which of course is at the Alamorada Moose Lodge there.
Mm-hmm.
Key West Artisan Market on Sunday has the Change Edition. It's going to be supporting Kids Come First in the Florida Keys. And, of course, it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sonny McCoy Indigenous Park at 1801 White Street. Got the big solar eclipse coming around the country on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, while we're not in the direct path of total eclipse, I think we got
about 20 or 25% in the Monroe County Public Library up there at the Public Shopping Center.
In Key Largo is going to have a solar eclipse watch party.
Meanwhile, April 9th through the 27th, the Red Barn Theater down in Key West has Lifespan of a Bat.
And on April 9th, the Vaticumbe Historical Trust has its Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary Lecture. That'll be at the Monroe County Library, by the way, beginning at 6 o'clock.
Key West Theater on April 10th has Fab Ben Watt. And the Florida Keys History Discover on the same day has Fishtail, and going to have a couple of angling giants in the Florida Keys, Captain Tim Klein, Skip Grading, and angler conservation advocate Betsy Bullard are going to be doing a bit of a lecture there at, again, the Florida Keys History and Discover Center, which is at the Islander Resort. One last thing we'll just quickly chat about here, Coffee Butler Amphitheater, as Michael Franti and Spearhead, that'll be on April 12th, and the Little Truman White House, once again, the plain art painting competition. Well, just a lot of stuff coming up, and probably not too early to mention, talking about traffic, Michael, next Saturday, April 13th, is the annual 7 Mile Bridge Run. It's the 43rd annual Aquarius 7 Mile Bridge Run. And so motorists, you really need to be aware that the 7 Mile Bridge will be closed in both directions. Again, we're talking about next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, April 13th. They'll be closed in both directions from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then the bridge will reopen the traffic at 9 a.m. You can forget, if you haven't gotten your registration yet, forget about it. The field of 1,500 runners has been filled for quite some time now. And in fact, a lot of people think the real race is actually just to get in to be able to be one of those 1,500 runners, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Indeed, that is very true. So, Andy, there's a lot coming up here in the immediate future. And then, as I mentioned, they're going to have the the Concord Public Independence Day celebration coming up latter part of April. Songwriters Fest is coming up as well. So we're still in a very busy season.
Absolutely, yes. Of course, it's the 42nd annual Concord Public Days or Independence Celebration, however you want to call it. And it's April 19th through the 28th or so. So,
yes.
I remember it very, very, very well. The whole, you know, what happened, the United States Border Patrol decided in April of 1982 to put up a checkpoint there at the top of the 18-mile stretch, ostensibly searching for illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, and drugs, and folks in the Keys, especially Key West, protested
and said, "You know what? If you're going to be putting up there and
putting up that checkpoint there,
and you're going to be treating us as a foreign nation, well, might as well as become a foreign nation."
Mm-hmm.
And so it was quite a shock filed over the bow and got the attention of our leaders in Washington and Florida and elsewhere. And, you know, the checkpoint sort of quietly disappeared, but the Concord Public and all of the hoopla and all of the PR that surrounded it remains, and nice to see that it remains to this day.
Yeah, it most certainly does. Well, Andy, thank you so very much for the updates of all the events coming to the Florida Keys here. Andy Newman with us from Florida and, the Tourist Development Council of Monroe County.
So, and from Florida, too. You're right.
That is true. Yes, you are absolutely right about that. You are so correct. So thank you for keeping us updated, as I mentioned, as you have for many, many years. Anything else we should mention before we let you go?
No, I think that's fine. You know, of course, got a big power boat race coming up in Marathon,
mm-hmm.
April 26th through 28th, the 7 Mile Offshore Grand Prix. And let's give a shout out to the folks at Leadership Monroe. They're going to have their Leadership Monroe Spring Grad Fest with celebrating the Class 31 graduation.
Yes.
And that'll be from 11 a.m. to 8 o'clock on April 27th. At the Marathon PNC Park at mile marker 49.
Very good. And
give them a little bit of a shout out too.
Okay. Yes, thank you. I will see them all there as well. So, Andy, you have a wonderful day here, a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You do the same. Andy Newman with us, Tourist Development Council on Keys Talk, 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. It is 8:47 now. We'll be back in just a moment.
The weather is warming up here in the beautiful Florida Keys, and it is the perfect time to make your dream of boat ownership come true. Save this spring with a boat or engine-only loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. We offer competitive rates, 110% financing available, terms up to 240 months, and there are no prepayment penalties. It's time to set sail with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate boat or engine-only loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
Hey, Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends. Maura and I wanted to take a moment to thank our wonderful customers, staff, suppliers, and support businesses that made 2023 our best ever. You know who you are, and you have our deepest gratitude. We look forward to 2024 and promise to keep bringing you great food, proper drinks, and some of the best music in Key West, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the parking lot makes visiting us a snap. So meet your friends or make your friends at Two Friends, 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West and at twofriends.com.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And it is 73 degrees. Just double checking that. That indeed is the case. A few clouds here and there. Otherwise, going to have sunny conditions, 77 for the high. Tonight, mostly clear, 70. Saturday, the weekend looking very good in its entirety. High of 77 for Saturday. Sunday, sunny and 80. Monday, all the way through midweek next week, it looks like low 80s and sunny skies. So that's good. Also keeping an eye out on the traffic for you. And we still do have some incidents in the Upper Keys. Just refreshing things, see if it has cleared up. Well, one has, but the other still is showing up as an accident. No injuries on the 18-mile stretch, 111-mile marker, Key Largo. So keep that in mind. That's been on there for a while. And then everything else throughout the Keys is looking pretty clear. We now say good morning to Dr. Bruce Boros. He is the owner and founder of Advanced Urgent Care of the Florida Keys. Also the host of the show here on Keys Talk on Saturday mornings, which is AUC with Dr. B. Also on Sunday mornings on Yacht Rock 93.7. Good morning, Dr. Boros. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Michael. I, again, appreciate your letting me get some quick messaging out. It is beautiful down here. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, it most certainly is. So important messaging it is. So where would you like to go with this?
I'm just going to jump right into it, okay?
Sure.
Because this is really a very, very important show that I'm going to do tomorrow that we're going to be discussing. And I would like everybody to be ready with a pen or a pencil, pad of paper. Not that they need a lot of paper. I want to just give them some important information to jot down. I'd like for people that are listening to notify their friends or family members, particularly and especially people that have received the Moderna or Pfizer jabs, which we know are not safe. They're not effective. They're causing serious problems. And I want to get people directed, as I always have, in Monroe County, you know, the best interest of my fellow citizens here. So tomorrow's show is really going to be extremely important because Ed Dowd, who is a statistician, data analyst for BlackRock, he moved off and started his own company, and it's finance with a PH, and it has really not that much to do with making money as it is. He's been collecting a tremendous amount of data ever since COVID came on board. And he put out one of the biggest alerts about the rise of an excess mortality and a 40% actually increased rise in mortality in people between 18 and 50 years old since the vaccine or the so-called vaccine, I call it the poison jab, has come out. However, he just came out with an updated, really critical report, which I also confirmed with my radiology group and a lot of reading that I've been doing on Substack. I want to get people directed. However, starting in 2020, with the onset of just plain genetic bioweapon COVID, it's been taking its toll on people who obviously are 80 years old and conjugate living facilities. In terms of an increase in mortality, and you know, we know that the older people were much more susceptible to death from getting COVID and respiratory problems and the other problems, underlying problems that they had. But in 2020, the data showed that the rise in mortality, which had been steadily going down, was 1.7%. And in 2021, the excess mortality, and that's when the vaccines came out at the end of 2020, rose an additional 5.6% of the population. And in 2022, the excess mortality increased to 7.9%. Obviously, this is the progressive mandates and unlock the jabs being literally forced on people inappropriately. So what I need to really express here is that I'm very, very concerned about the data that came out in the 18 to 40-year-old, 44-year-old group that Dow just put together, and it was information that he gleaned from the CDC itself and the data banks of the CDC, so it's not some made-up hooey. And what we're seeing is, let me just state, the cancer death from 2010 to 2019 was decreasing steadily in this group in particular. But since 2020, with the onset of COVID and then certainly the jabs, it's been increasing on a steady basis. And we're seeing in younger people now, the 18 to 44-year-old group, stage 3 and stage 4 cancers that are coming onto the scene. These are, that means that it's already spread outside of the local area, metastatic disease, very large tumors on presentation, a thing we've mentioned before on the show called turbo cancers. Mm-hmm. It's very worrisome, and the people who get these turbo cancers, they're very aggressive, they're very rapidly growing, and unfortunately they have very bad outcomes in spite of the oncologists trying to do what they can. And this is very worrisome. We're seeing brain cancers, particularly colorectal cancer in young people, very, very unusual. Cancer of the brain, pancreatic cancer, kidney cancer, lung cancer. It's a really, really startling and very worrisome. Mm-hmm. So why, and this is the main message, I really need people to listen to the show tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 102.5, and listen to the show, because I'm putting together a screening program like none other around. And we're going to be now recommending that people that have been jabbed 2 or more times undergo a screening. It's going to be very high quality. It's going to be two-staged, and it's also going to be very cost-conscious, very cost-caring. And I'm so disturbed by this that I have to do this. I have to put this out for people to be able to get themselves screened to try to catch these cancers early. This is a really serious problem. And Pfizer itself has come out and said, and a lot of the things that I'm listening to, we're not going to know the full extent of the damage done by these messenger RNA treatments or attempts at treating for 5 to 15 years. Right. We're in the fourth year right now, and we're starting to see these reports. I spoke to my radiology group. They said they are seeing a lot of increase in colorectal cancer in younger people. So I have a personal, confirmation, but the reports are many, many, many. And the real shocking thing, and then I'll end it with this, is when I looked up the term turbo cancer yesterday, Wikipedia, our mainstream media, has it listed as a falsehood perpetuated by anti-vaxxers. We're not being told the truth. We're being lied to repetitively, and I hope people just go on my either Facebook, Bruce Boros, or Dr. Bruce Boros, or Twitter, or X, at Boros Bruce, and listen to the one-minute excerpt by Dr. Peter McCullough, absolutely explaining how we have been fraudulently deceived by the FDA and how they have covered up on the benefits of ivermectin, which could have saved many, many lives and prevented many, many injuries.
Yes.
So this is a very important show, Mike. We've been talking about this for 8 months in various forms, and I really hope people will tune in and get other people to listen, because there's pretty startling data out there.
Yeah, certainly. And you've brought forth a lot of that data to back up what you've been saying all along. But Dr. Bruce Boros, he is the owner and founder of Advanced Surgical Care of the Florida Keys, renowned cardiologist, and also the host of AUC with Dr. B. Again, a very important show tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys, and also Sunday morning, 10 a.m. on Yacht Rock 93.7. So, Dr. Boros, we certainly will look forward to tomorrow's discussion. The screening that you have brought forth and have developed to address this problem, that will be available at Advanced Urgent Care of the Florida Keys at all three locations?
Absolutely. Well, we'll explain the process, okay? It's a hybrid procedure based upon the capabilities of what I have to provide here in Monroe County that nobody else really can do. So I need people to tune in that can understand exactly how to do it. It's going to be a two-step process, but early screening is the key. We have got to find these cancers early, and then people would have a shot, obviously, of having something provided for them to prevent a very bad outcome.
Yeah. Well, you certainly took the lead with alternative treatments and protocols for, the pandemic, as a matter of fact, and for COVID, and you stuck to that, and now you're bringing forth screening processes for the after effects of the jab as well. So we'll talk about that at length tomorrow morning on AUC with Dr. B. Anything else you'd like to bring up, though?
I'd like to just thank you, Mike, for hosting the show and being brave and putting it out there, because a lot of people don't have the guts that you've been demonstrating over the past 8 months. I really appreciate the format and the ability to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we want to bring forth all viewpoints, and this is information that is available and should be made available to people, and they can make their own decisions. But certainly we appreciate all of the research that you and your wife, Christina, have put into everything that you are saying on the show each and every week. So we thank you for that as well.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
We will do that. Very good. Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Boros.
Thank you all. Everybody have a great day.
Very good. Yes, sir. Dr. Bruce Boros, Advanced Urgent Care of the Florida Keys. Be listening tomorrow, AUC with Dr. B, again, 9 a.m. on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys, Sunday mornings on Yacht Rock 93.7. It is 9 o'clock. We'll be getting to Glenn Beck here momentarily. He will have all of the commentary of the latest happenings, and there's plenty of things for him to talk about. Then it's Clay and Buck coming your way at noon. 3 o'clock, it's Sean Hannity. 6 o'clock, Mark Levin. 9 o'clock is Jesse Kelly. Coast to Coast AM overnight, of course, as we mentioned, AUC with Dr. B tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We also have breaking news always as it happens. Local, state, national news is updated at least every half hour, and weather updated around the clock on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. We thank you so much for listening, and you have a great day.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
Do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
This is Florida News Now.
Forecasters are predicting the upcoming hurricane season will be, quote, extremely active. Researchers at Colorado State University are calling for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes. Five of them could be major storms of Cat 3 or higher. A freakishly deadly construction accident in Fort Lauderdale.
Unfortunately, one of the workers had fallen with the load off of the side of the building.
Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Golland says a crane was being lifted onto a platform on an apartment building when it failed, partially falling on the Southeast 3rd Avenue Bridge over the New River. Two others were hurt. In stable condition, OSHA is investigating. Some of the world's best golfers, including John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, and Brooks Koepka, are teeing up at Trump National Doral. For the first time, LIV Golf is holding a regular season event at the Blue Monster after playing the team championship in Doral the past two seasons. LIV Golf Miami runs through Sunday. And a major event on the sand in South Florida.
The Tortuga Music Festival takes place on Fort Lauderdale Beach starting this afternoon through Sunday night, attracting large crowds. Vice Mayor Stephen Glassman calls it a good event for the city, causing little disruption to residents and business owners.
Our police will be out in major numbers. That is one of the reasons that we had a relatively incident-free spring break. Our police were ever present up and down the beach.
Fort Lauderdale police made 24 spring break